are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, many women suffer from hot flashes. Now there's a treatment that could give them relief. Oh, you're going to look forward to this one, ladies. You could have a shot in the neck, right? They could inject your neck to help ease hard-to-bear hot flashes. We're all going to line up for that one. Then E6 all over the place. Everybody now is using E6. People are trying to quit smoking. It's wonderful, right? Well, maybe not so wonderful. Apparently, people are using their E6 to smoke marijuana. They got weed in their E6, so now they could be out in public vaping, smoking their E6, and nobody's the wiser. See? Where there's a will, there's a way. Many of you lose when your team loses and you live in a city. Like, for example, the Giants yesterday. All right. I believe even the Raiders lost. I didn't get to see all the games, but Raiders lost, Texans lost, close game between the Packers and the Ravens. All right. But the Giants, you know, sorry, guys, I like the Giants a lot. Well, there's a study that finds if your city loses, the people who live in those cities end up eating more calories and fatty foods after a loss. We really take this to heart. Why do we get that reactive depression? Why? Then, apparently, many students are going to Pedialyte baby formula for their hangover cure. Pedialyte. Have you guys ever tried drinking Pedialyte? That stuff is disgusting. I couldn't drink it. All right. And then 50% of older Americans are having to delay their retirement because they find they still have to work after they turn 65. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so now this is a question I have for you guys. When I grew up, in the 80s, 70s, 80s, then I went to school in the 90s. I always thought, okay, well, 65 is retirement age. I remember my parents talking about 62. Maybe they could get early Social Security, but I really wasn't listening to my parents at that age because I didn't think my parents knew anything, right? At that age, you're stupid like that. You don't think your parents, you know. So I didn't really listen. And I do remember my parents talking about how they'll never be able to retire. And my father was a working man. I mean, I always got his hands dirty, would come home hands dirty from Greece because he would be fixing appliances. He would go to people's houses and fix their appliances. He tried to have a store a couple times during his lifetime, never really panned out, couldn't handle the employees, said people stole from him. My grandfather had a gun, robbed at gunpoint, gun put to his head. Luckily, back in the olden days, that's when the robber would leave and not shoot you for funsies. So my grandfather luckily lived to tell about it. So my father just said, to heck with that. I'm just going to go and fix people's appliances in their house. And that's what he did. It was an appliance repairman. And he did a good job. And he never had the butt crack showing. I don't know how my dad, you know why my mom bought those long undershirts. Guys, if you don't know about that, long undershirts. This way nobody has to see your butt crack. You know how you walk in on your parents naked and stuff, right? Or your dad will be peeing and standing up. The one body part I don't think I ever saw of my father was his butt crack. And I'm pretty proud of him for doing that because he did a lot of bending and heaving. So, guys, learn from my father. Long undershirts. Now, where were we going with this? So, anyway, my parents would always talk about how they couldn't retire. They were never going to have money to retire. Right? And that's why my mom would turn to me saying, you need to go to college, because you're going to have to support us. Well, I want to be a doctor, Mom, or I want to be Miss America. And she'd tell me, first of all, there's no way you can be Miss America. You got to be pretty fat. But my parents, they really said it like this. right? You know, and then my father would be like, well, you're too stupid. How are you going to go to medical school? You're too stupid. I'm not too stupid, Dad. I think I could do this. My mom was like, oh, she can't handle blood. I go, of course I can handle blood. Oh, no, you're just going to be checking out the guys in medical school. Just, you know, play it safe and go for business. I'm like, Mom, if I become a doctor, I could be financially stable. All right? People revere doctors. Doctors get to be financially stable. Ah, you're too stupid. Well, they were right. I probably should have gone for business because look at Obamacare. So I tell you, my parents were wiser than I ever thought. You know, who would have thunk? So, turned to me, said I was going to have to go to school because they couldn't retire. They would never be able to retire. Unfortunately, my father died when he was 62. My mom, still working. I was still working. You know, yeah, we help and you know, the whole family helps as much as they can. But, no, nobody in our family, nobody had a will. Right? Nobody died and then inherited something from somebody's will. Nobody had money. So anytime anybody died in the family, we inherited their debt. That's what we got. Not a big deal. I'd rather be more prepared than expecting somebody to die. I never understood that. Waiting for somebody to die so you get money. That always just kind of gives me an eerie feeling. I want everyone in my family to live because if they die, I take on their debt. And I want them to live because they're my family. So, they say 50% of older Americans are having to delay their retirement. 80% say they are still going to have to work over age 65. All right? Is that what you guys are seeing? Who of you out there, I mean, who have you got to retire and what kind of a job? Please school us. What type of a job allowed you to retire? Okay? In 23 years, I would love to retire. I don't see that happening. Because I have 30 years of debt I still have to pay off. I just don't see that. I don't see how you could go out to eat, right, and not empty out your bank account by going out to dinner once a week throughout the year. 52 weeks at, what, $60 for the family? That's a lot of money. No, I'm not going to do the math. And that's going out to eat once a week and then buying groceries. I don't know how you guys do it. But that's kind of scary. Because you were, you know, by the time you're in your 60s, now mind you, okay, being 65, you're still middle-aged. Okay, a lot of you still have some good moves out there, right? Still having sex, having fun, dating, exercising. Look at Suzanne Summers. Way to go, right? But you do get tired. I'm in my 40s. I am tired. I every now and then think about what it would be like to retire. Financially won't happen. How many of you guys are working still when you thought you'd be retiring? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Philip writes, Doc, one of your trucker listeners here. I'm turning 70 this December. Don't expect to retire anytime soon, but I love trucking. Great job for us old-timers. Stop calling yourselves old-timers. You guys are still just barely over middle age. We're talking about how 80% of Americans don't expect to retire at age 65. No way to do it. They're worried about Social Security. They're worried about Medicare. They're worried about Obamacare. Maybe they don't have enough kids that can help support them. Pretty scary stuff. Over the weekend, we talked about a woman in China who is suing her daughter and son-in-law for not supporting her. I know, you thought your mother-in-law was bad. Apparently, there are laws in China, multiple countries, multiple states, 30 states, 30 states in our great union here, allow you to sue your children if they don't take care of you. Now, most of these laws aren't observed or taken advantage of, and many of us have very attenuated, attenuated relationships with our moms and dads and siblings and daughters and sons. But in some countries, and like I said, in some states, you're able to sue. if your children don't take care of you. So what do we do if we don't have the money to retire? What type of jobs are out there for seniors? We talked about senior discrimination a while back in a previous show where one out of three seniors feel discriminated against because they're older. I see the numbers being higher. Everybody discriminates against everybody. You notice that. Okay, yeah, we could all be kumbaya and holding hands and love each other. But trust me, I was a woman in a man's world. I still am. I feel it. Damn, I feel it. Now, guys will be nice to me. Guys will be like, oh, that's Dahlia. That's Dr. Dahlia. Hi. Yeah, but I feel it. I'd be in medical school, right, surrounded by a whole bunch of male students, male residents, male attendings, okay? A guy would say something that'd be funny. I'd say something way funnier, right? You know me, okay? Nobody laughs. Everybody kind of looks at me like, who are you to talk, all right? Then somebody else says something, a student lower than me in level, I'd be a fourth year, they would be a third year, and they got the laugh from the attending, and I did it, because I was the one with the boobies. So, yeah, discrimination is out there, okay, and everybody discriminates against each other, okay, so for us to think that doesn't exist. So, older people, absolutely. Oh, of course you're qualified for the job, you would be wonderful, and then they don't get hired. So, what type of jobs would be advantageous for you to attempt or try to secure if you can't retire? Now, this is very interesting. MSN Money has this article here, the 10 best jobs for seniors. I think radio should be in here, but I don't know if they would say best because there's not a lot of money in radio. But in terms of being able to do your job and have the great crew and great staff and great camaraderie like I get to have, and to have the flexibility with your schedule, that's not too bad. Okay, so number one, they say a dietitian and nutritionist. Now, somebody like me, I could probably never do that because I'll have pieces of ho-ho and chocolate cupcake on my mouth that I'll forget to wipe off before I go and see the patient. Well, they say skilled health workers are in huge demand given the aging population. They say pay ranges for a dietitian or nutritionist range from $16 an hour to $36 an hour and up. Okay, mediator. They say mediators, many have law degrees, but others have other backgrounds. So if you want to mediate, whether it be marriage counseling, workplace discrimination, see, you're not a counselor, you're a mediator. Training requires 60 hours of coursework, but you could also volunteer or intern. $14.69 an hour to $55.63 an hour. Think about all the mediation you've done your whole lives with your family. You could do this. Santa Claus. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about what jobs can you do if you can't retire. All right? Are you guys able to retire? Is 65 the magic number? Or are more of you agreeing, no, you can't retire, you have to work? And what are you doing to work? What's your work? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI or 1-877-362-3254. All right, so dressing up as Santa Claus, they say. Even though people may pull your beard or pee on your leg or cough, etc., there could be some decent pay. You can get anywhere from $10 an hour, or a contract pay for a 40-day season could be $10,000 for a beginner to more than $50,000 for someone with experience. Can you imagine making $50K a year for seasonal Santa Claus work? Damn, that's awesome. And that's a fun job because it's kids. All right, retirement coach. Apparently there's retirement coaches. Coaches you to retire. Yeah, I could see Obama behind this one. All right, retirement coach involves counseling those near their golden years on what to do the rest of their lives. The job is part of an emerging profession of life and career coaching in a self-regulated industry, $50 an hour to $400 per hour. Okay, I do a lot of coaching. I could be charging $400 an hour for this. Yeah, who'd pay? Good point. Who'd pay? Travel nurses in very high demand. This is pretty cool. Sometimes you need an associate or bachelor's degree, nursing license, exam. They pay anywhere from $21 to $45 an hour. See, you'd make more money just telling people to retire. $400 an hour. I can't believe it. Nonprofit fundraiser. This is something I see myself doing. I always kind of fantasize about what, you know, what I could do for work. Because I have to work. I couldn't not do work when it comes to retirement. And I would probably want to work for fundraisers because I love doing fundraising. I dig that stuff. Organizing the gala, emceeing it, coming up with the entertainment, singing, organizing the bar. I love that stuff. Pay scale to host events, apply for grants, write fundraising letters, $23.90 to more than $80 an hour. That's pretty good pay. Then you have market and survey researcher. I'm looking at a picture of a woman. She is all gray. She has some lipstick on, and she's smiling. She's a happy girl. Okay, they say market and survey research is a great job for retired teachers category. You survey customers either on the phone, online, mail, door-to-door. Many times you do need a bachelor's degree. $17 an hour to $53.80 an hour. I know, yeah. Casino worker. Casino worker. All right, I know for those of us who live in Vegas, we're probably laughing at this one. All right, they say the best paying in the night jobs category would be casino worker. Now, that's kind of interesting, okay? You do need to be licensed, okay? Pay ranges from $8 an hour to $24.73 an hour. Many jobs provide base pay with the remainder paid on tips. Mind you, before the recession, oh, you'd make bucks. These dealers, pit bosses, cocktails, keno, you could make bucks. Nowadays in the casino industry, the workers aren't making as well as they'd like. Luckily, a lot of them are unionized, so they get benefits. But that is something, okay? Casino worker, that is something. All right, and then project-based consultant. I guess you could consult on certain projects. They look for experienced employees who are flexible, may not necessarily need health insurance. Median pay, $65 an hour to $125 an hour. That's pretty good. You know, like if you did that project before, I should do that for school. I've done so many science fair projects. I remember I had to do a report on Kenya. I had to do a report on Italy. I had to do a report on California. Why don't I just go around and consult? These kids will pay me. Then tax preparer. If you could get through not falling asleep, this is a fairly high-paying job. It just, again, preparing taxes is pretty boring. You have to have a tax preparer identification, never pass a competency exam, and take continuing education classes. Apparently, large tax firms hire thousands of preparers each year from January to May 1. Median pay is $8.70 an hour to $34.35 an hour. Okay, I got to tell you, I think the mediator sounds fun, right? You can just tell everybody to shut the hell up when they're arguing. And what was the other one where you got $400 an hour? I already forgot. See how my memory, that's what happens when I get old. $400 an hour. What was that? Was that the mediator job for $400 an hour? That's incredible. I would probably pick that job. Okay, so as you can see, those are some ideas. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about hangovers again. Now we're finding that, don't even think about Sprite, these college students are going to Pedialyte. And Pedialyte sales have increased by 16% in the last year. I guess it's like 10 Gatorades in a bottle. That's what they're equating it to. Pedialyte for hangover cures. What's your hangover cures? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we had talked about how Sprite from Chinese researchers had found that Sprite could possibly be the best hangover cure. We talked about how the alcohol turns to acetaldehyde. The acetaldehyde needs to be converted to acetate. If not, the acetaldehyde causes most of the hangover symptoms. Sprite appeared to quicken the acetaldehyde conversion to acetate. Well, we have a new study out saying Pedialyte. College students find that Pedialyte is the most sought after hangover cure. Why? Why Pedialyte? Okay, I mean, many of you have brought up, you know, hair of the dog, we talked about Bloody Marys, we talked about sex, we've talked about a variety of things on the show with it. Some of you guys definitely have some hangover cures to bring up, so let's quickly go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My comment is a hot sauce sandwich for a hangover.
Hot sauce, thanks. That was on our answer line. Hot sauce sandwich. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. But I get that the spicy. We talked about spicy. That's very, very good. Although a hot sauce sandwich, if I'm going to eat a sandwich, I need to enjoy what's in it. I don't think I could be confused or distracted by anything spicy. But that's cool. That's cool. What else do we got on our answer line for hangover cures? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc, what's up? This is Maloney, and I'm back here local again. Basically, the hangover cure, I am a bartender. Basically, the hangover cure that we give out, or I have basically over the years, tomato juice, a crushed aspirin, salt, pepper, and a little bit of sugar. And that's it. Some people, it's put egg in it, you know, it's put the hair of the dog. Or red eye, so on and so forth. The hair of a dog is usually assimilated with more liquor. But that's just pretty much it.
See, I love my bartenders. All right, thank you guys for calling and leaving your messages. I appreciate it. Wish any of you are out there listening right now. We are live right now. I apologize for having some replays in the last couple days, but I was out of town. But thank you. My bartenders, they know their stuff. You know, you may think your mixologists or your chemistry teachers or professors know their alcohol. It's your bartenders. So, okay, what is going on here? Why would then Pedialyte, which is so disgusting tasting, help? Well, we talked about sports drinks. We talked about how if you do have a hangover, sometimes you lack your vitamins. And so upping your potassium and your sodium and your sugar as well as your fluids can always help. Dehydration causes the headache, but the acetaldehyde does also. We talked about banana bags last week, how you load up a bunch of lactated ringers or normal saline solution, throw some potassium, multivitamin in there, turns it kind of yellowish, turns like a banana bag. So Pedialyte's kind of expensive, I think. I mean, I think it'd be a little cheaper. Well, I don't know. I think Gatorade would probably be a little cheaper than that. But it tastes like crap, so I guess Pedialyte seems to be the big thing now for kids. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's also kind of interesting are these e-cigs. And many of my patients have gone to e-cigs, and I'm proud of them, right? Little battery-powered, little baby inhalers that kind of look like a pen, right? They don't have tobacco in there, but they do have nicotine, right, derivative that you could breathe in, or nicotine in there. I still get a little nervous about the nicotine. We talked about how that could be hazardous to the cilia in your along your bronchial lining, but still, at least it's not tobacco. Well, they're finding that many people are smoking marijuana out of their e-cigs and vapor pens, and they're doing it in front of everybody. Right? Apparently, according to NBCNewYork.com, one source says, I was on the train from New York to Baltimore, and I enjoyed the pen the whole way there and back with no one noticing. I absolutely was thinking, this is not bad at all. Marijuana laws obviously have relaxed in recent years. I think Colorado and Washington legalized it. More than 20 other states are now allowing it for medical purposes, etc., decriminalizing small amounts of the drug. Experts say many people are trying to find ways to incorporate marijuana into just regular everyday life, which is going to happen, and we discussed this with Obamacare. I thought I saw an article earlier this week, talking about how even the smell of marijuana could be found to be illegal. I need to look that up. One state, I guess, if marijuana is smelled, I need to reconfirm that. So I'm gonna do a quick search and see because that was a very interesting story. I don't have it yet. Here we go. There we go. Denver City Council. All right, I'm pulling it up right now. My internet is slow. Do, 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 do. Okay, this is from ABC 7 News. Denver City Council to hear a proposal to limit the visibility and smell of marijuana on Monday. I guess a committee is set to present a new ordinance to Denver City Council members that would make smoking the drug illegal if it could be seen or smelled by others. So even though marijuana is legal, it's illegal if somebody sees it or smells it. Am I the only one confused by how America looks at legal versus illegal? If something's legal, it's legal. If something's illegal, it's illegal. Okay? If you have an illegal immigrant, right, you don't give them all these little tools and stuff so that they don't be fined to be doing illegal activity. That doesn't make sense. You're either legal or illegal. Right? If marijuana is legal, then leave it alone. Whether somebody sees it, whether somebody smells it, you made it legal. You can't make a law and then all of a sudden go, oh, we didn't think about that one. Well, yeah, so if marijuana is legal and you're able to sit there and smoke it in an e-cig on a train and in a closed space with windows closed because it's cold, and somebody is breathing that in, they could technically go to work high just because they sat next to you. Should there be laws restricting it? Or will we be a better country with everybody high on dope? I don't know. Okay? I mean, you almost wonder, what if somebody passed a joint around Congress and Senate right now? Do you think they'd get everything done? Right? Boehner would be like, dude, Harry, dude, look, Harry, did you get that, guys? I called him a Harry, dude. Shut down. Let's just all shut down and, I don't know, let's go get some. Those cheese balls. You guys want to go get some cheese balls? Dude, and Harry Reid. I wish I could do Harry Reid's voice. Boehner. Oh, did I call him Boehner? I called him Boehner. It's Boehner. You see, I've been watching this marijuana progression with states and legalization of it and incorporation into medicine with a lot of interest. And I see us within the next 5 years having probably half of our population using some form of marijuana for their treatments, with Obamacare completely endorsing it and paying for it. So it just blows my mind that we make a law and then we have to stop and go, well, wait a second. Okay, yeah, it's legal, but nobody's allowed to look at it, smell it, taste it. Under the proposed ordinance, violators would be fined $999 and be sentenced to up to 1 year in jail. Which is another question. If we are so worried about smoking, and we are giving smokers so much grief about smoking in public, which is why we have so many non-smoking areas, then why is everybody so open to marijuana? See, that doesn't make sense. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, marijuana is safer than cigarettes. Is it? You could still get lung cancer. I mean, you know, how much safer is it? Right. Well, tobacco kills. Well, does the actual tobacco kill, or over time do you get cancer? Marijuana may not kill, but over time, does it cause cancer? Does it cause memory loss? Shrinkage of the testicles? We don't know. So I just kind of find that interesting where one aspect of smoking, that's a no-no, let's tax the smokers, anybody who smokes has to pay higher tax, let's kick them out of the casino, it's a non-smoking casino, I get that, we're trying to, you know, protect public health, I get that, we want to clean our air, we want to be clean, we're very green, yet the same very clean and green want marijuana legalized. I'm a little confused. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I did see Gravity. I did see the movie Gravity. I was a little confused by the misnomer because there was really no gravity in the whole entire movie. There was no gravity. Well, maybe, I don't think there was any gravity in the movie, but I get that. Usually with movies, you want a one line, you know, one name. You don't want to have a huge, name to the movie. Like, what was that? The Traveling Pants? Wasn't there a movie the diary of somebody's traveling pants. You see, you don't remember it, okay? But Porky's, you remember that name. Rocky, you remember it. And it's not because we're stupid. It's just things are easier to remember. We got a lot of things on our minds, okay? And we're all heading towards some sort of loss of cognition, whether it becomes full-blown dementia or not. And we're going to be talking about one of you over the break had asked me to talk about how could you prevent dementia or prevent Alzheimer's. And every now and then one of you, cut them some slack. Must be new to the show. They must be new to the show. So they haven't listened to us talk about this before. So I apologize. Somebody like, oh man, Dolly is going to tell us to go take a cooking class again. No, I won't. Okay, listen, because I'll give you the same advice I'm going to follow. I'm probably not going to take a cooking class. I need to. Lord knows I need to. But I have some other ideas on how I'm going to probably not get dementia. I'm probably going to take a dance class. I didn't realize how lousy I could dance. You see, when I go to a party, nobody asks you if you know how to cook, but everybody always says, Dahlia, come out on the dance floor, dance with me. And I can't dance. I really can't. Now, in private, okay, now I can be running around, dancing, shaking. I think I'm good. I think I'm like that flash dance girl. But I can even take my bra off while I dance under the shirt like she can, or could. But no, the other day we're at a party, it was at a bar mitzvah, and somebody said, Dahlia, you're going to come out on the dance floor with me, let's dance. And everybody knows how to dance. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people are bumping and grinding, and I don't get that. I can't go up to a married man and do that. That's weird. And remind you, I already got a big booty, so the dance floor is too small. But so I would probably do that. I would probably do that. But anyway, if you haven't seen Gravity, that's good. I want to see Captain Phillips, but I couldn't because I need to see Gravity. I need to wait for Gravity to be out a little while to go and see it. George Clooney was absolutely scrumptious. Just so yummy. And the funny thing is with George Clooney is he's not even shirtless. Right? I mean, he is just in a spacesuit. And even in a spacesuit, he just makes you kind of giggle. See? Yeah. That is, no, it's still Viggo Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen is still on the top of my laminated list. Yeah. I don't know. Just something about the whole Lord of the Rings thing. But George Clooney is up there. Man. Yeah. Now, Captain Phillips, I have to go. No, I'm not going to have a crush on Captain Phillips. No, a lot of controversy over that one. A lot of controversy over that one. But I hear Tom Hanks, as usual, very good. And Tom Hanks is diabetic. So I'm going to be looking for any toe ulcers. I'm going to be looking for any hemangiomas. I'm going to try to see if I can look back into his retina to see if I see any diabetic retinopathy during the movie. So I'm very, very interested to watch Tom Hanks in this Captain Phillips. Remember, we got Thor 2 coming up. Can't go wrong with Thor 2. That Thor guy is yummy. And Hunger Games 2. Hunger Games 2, that's going to really be good. And we got The Hobbit 2. Now, mind you, there's no Viggo Mortensen in this whole Hobbit series, but one of those head dwarf guys is pretty hot. That head dwarf guy, he's pretty damn good looking. I need to figure out who that is. And Legolas comes back in Hobbit 2. So, that's your entertainment scoop. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, does drinking tea really stave off dementia? Really? Drinking tea? Does an aspirin a day? By the way, that was pretty interesting when the bartender had told us that aspirin can help fight the hangover. You crush an aspirin into your tomato juice. That actually makes a lot of sense. I could see how that would work. Because it's aspirin, probably. All right, so fighting off dementia. Mail Online has here the 10 best ways to fight off dementia. By the way, listening to the Dr. Dolly Show should help. They say dementia rates are set to triple by 2050 because of our unhealthy lifestyles, previous research has warned. Does anybody think maybe our electronics could be doing this? I just thought of that. You know, I mean, we talk about obesity. We talk about sitting down for hours, playing on Facebook, Angry Birds, but stop for a second here. We have a lot of stuff hooked up to our heads. Like right now, I got my earpiece and my headphones and my mic, right? I'm all hooked up. Many of you have that Bluetooth. I don't know why it's called a tooth if it's near your ear, but I guess Bluetooth sounds better than blue ear, right? We have these earbuds stuck into our ears. Is anybody out there doing a study on all the electronic crap that we're sticking on our heads or we're looking at causing dementia? That would be worth looking at. So, talking about red wine, many of you ask, okay, well, how much wine? What I always tell my patients to do, and yeah, I still have patients who see me. I know, shocking. I always tell them, make sure, first of all, healthy lifestyle, right? Okay, most dementias, not Alzheimer's, it could be caused by multi-infarct dementia where you're losing blood supply to the brain because of clotting and cholesterol plaquing and whatever else crap is in your bloodstream, sugar, calcium deposits, etc. So make sure you're not a diabetic. If you want to prevent dementia, don't be a diabetic. Don't be a high cholesterol patient. Don't be a high blood pressure patient. Try to watch your weight. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're getting great circulation. None of the standing on the head stuff. I don't think the brain likes the intracranial pressure. Okay? Then, many different studies have been pulled for this one, where they talk about vitamins such as B6 and E. I don't know if they could really prove if that works. But vitamins, I mean, I don't think it could hurt. Fish oils. The green tea, I don't know much about. I'm not a tea drinker, and if I don't become a tea drinker, I usually really don't investigate stuff like that if it doesn't really affect me, so I can't tell you about green tea. Red wine and the resveratrol, maybe. But the problem is you would have to drink gallons of red wine. Red wine. Yeah, that, I know that's not how you sing it, but anyway, that's how I would sound if I drank red wine. Can't do that. Can't, okay? That's too much. To get the resveratrol. They say, don't get drunk. If you want to avoid getting dementia, don't get drunk. I would also say lay off the pot. Not that pot has been found or getting drunk has been found as a direct correlation to dementia, but there are certain things that could cause memory loss. Those could be it. Physical activity, have a rich and stimulating environment, like making sure you're learning. Keep your brain active. You don't use it, you lose it. How many of us had a baby, right? We were on babysitting duty, and we started watching all the Elmo and Cookie Monster crap, Captain Kangaroo, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I have no idea how that could have been on air. Mr. McFeely made no sense. And who was that ugly puppet with the diabetic red nose and the rosacea flushing? Who was that ugly puppet? It was blonde. The hair wasn't combed, or was that a woman? It was near the castle. I don't understand. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood scared me because I never want to live in a neighborhood like that. And then you had the stupid choo-choo train coming into your house. I was like, well, what if you're changing your clothes? Where is the privacy? I don't want a choo-choo train coming into my house. And then speedy delivery? Huh. No. No, thank you. Scared the hell out of me. They said, make sure you dance. All right? You dance. Get active. Like I said, I'm going to learn how to dance. And watch the stress. No sense stressing about getting dementia. Okay? We'll probably get some form of dementia anyway. Don't stress about it. There's a lot of other things to do. Let me do the stressing for you. All right? When we come back, injecting your neck so you don't get menopausal symptoms. Which is worse? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.